This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, you can give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Going to be talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Melissa Wenger from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their office telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, that first appointment at Kloss Financial, it is complimentary. Telephone number, 442-5637. 37, as mentioned, joined this morning by CJ and Melissa. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing well. How have you been?
Doing really, really well. Melissa, how are you today?
Doing great. I'm missing the sun out there, but not so bad.
Yeah, it could be worse, I guess. I heard a report this morning that we've gotten snow this early.
We will take
what we have right now. We're going to talk about kind of coming down the home stretch as you're approaching retirement. Some great information ahead. Don't forget, as always, I mentioned the website. Not only can you learn more about Kloss Financial and their separate division on the website, you can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic weekly email you receive in your inbox. Got a snapshot of what's going on in the markets, and of course, a link to the most recent podcast. Again, you can sign up for that and subscribe right at klossfinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions, we'd love to get you on the air this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Before we get into this morning's conversation on, of course, approaching as you're nearing retirement, as I mentioned earlier, use that term, the home stretch, you're a couple of years out. Before we get to that conversation, let's talk Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, something we do each and every week. We'll do another one this week, a chance to win a $25 gift card to Home Goods. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week and not only get the question, but get last week's answer as well.
Yeah, so thanks everyone for listening, and congratulations to our winner for last week, Sally from Evansville. The question last week was, does a no-load fund charge a commissions, yes or no? Of course, the answer is no. Since a financial professional is not involved, there is no commissions charged.
Really good stuff there, and that was last week's Kloss Quiz Question Week. We will do another one this week. A little tip, just listen closely to the show. Typically, both the question and answer come up in the program. So if I'm looking ahead, my retirement coming up the next couple of years, what should I know then when it comes to properly allocating my retirement investments? Do things change?
Yes, yeah, so this is important. I think we all kind of intuitively know this, that when we're younger and we're saving to a 401k plan and we're not close to utilizing that money for living expenses, we should have the ability to take on more risk or volatility in that. However, as we get I say should because not everybody can tolerate that, by the way. But as we get closer to retirement, most people recognize this thing of, hey, I remember what happened back in 2008, and if memory serves me, I lost like half of what I had in 18 months. I would hate to have that happen right before I retire, right? And I'm sure there's a lot of people listening going, yeah, I remember that. That was painful. And so what does that mean? Well, it just means you need to recognize your proximity to utilization. I repeat that, the proximity to utilization. Similarly, like for a child that you save into a 529 plan, which is a college savings plan for them, their proximity to utilization is what? Well, it's going to college, right? And so similarly, we've had people say, my kid lost 50% of their money right before they went to college, all this money we saved for them because they weren't paying attention to that proximity. Now, the key is once you're in retirement or even near retirement, it doesn't mean the extreme of my example. So it doesn't mean you need to be sitting in all cash in your mattress because you're not pulling it all out at that one time. You just also don't want to see the massive swing. So the idea is to say when you're younger, you could technically afford to take on more risk because you don't need the money for a long, long time. When you're getting closer to utilizing it, you need to just back it down. So that's going to be a big topic today. What does it mean by backing it down? What are some rules of thumb? And so as we really start to engage this, I want to encourage everybody, we're going to talk about a lot of rules of thumb that apply on a broad basis on an average. However, remember this as you're hearing these rules of thumb. You are not average. right? You are individual with individual needs, with individual risk tolerance. That's what a financial advisor does, right? Is they sit down and they say, let's take you out of the rules of thumb and let's apply into your life the specifics. And I'm not trying to just sell you on Claus Financial here. This could be any good financial advisory firm, but be careful with the rules of thumb. They can be a double-edged sword. So again, your strategy will depend upon a number of factors. It could include things like anticipated length of retirement, your tolerance for risk, income changes due to a loss of a spouse. And then, of course, people say, what should my asset mix look like? Melissa will get into that in a little bit more in the future. But there's things like stocks, bonds, and cash. Stocks are usually more risky. Bonds are less risky but have some risk. And then there's cash, FDIC-insured cash. These can all play a part in a well-diversified retirement portfolio. There's also things known as target date funds. For those of you who don't have a financial advisor, these target date funds can be great. They're meant to just back off your risk the closer you get to a targeted date. So an example would be a Vanguard Target 2020 retirement fund. That would mean that you target retirement in the year of 2020. You put all your money in there, and then Vanguard manages behind the scenes to back down your risk as you get closer to retirement. And fascinating, actually, according to Morningstar, total assets in this target date fund sector topped $1.7 trillion at the end of 2018. So, and by the way, another interesting fact, at the end of 2018, there were roughly 39 different mutual fund companies that offered various target date funds.
Very interesting stuff. As always, talking this morning with CJ Claus and Melissa Wenger, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for CJ or Melissa, they are here to answer them for you right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You heard CJ mention, we're going to hear from Melissa a little bit about asset allocation as you approach retirement. We'll find out about that. We'll, of course, take your calls. In the meantime, I need you to get to ClausFinancial.com right now. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Get signed up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Also, don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Claus Financial. We'll continue our conversation with Melissa and CJ next as Money in Motion with Claus Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, we get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Talking this morning with Melissa Wenger and CJ Claus of Claus Financial. Mentioned getting to the website during the break. You're on your way into work this morning. Maybe you've got a question on mind and you're not comfortable with calling in live. You can always email Claus Financial. If you get to the website, ClausFinancial.com, you can contact them right on the website. As a matter of fact, a little bit later on in this program, we'll do our Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We'll also do our Claus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Home Goods. So talking this morning about as you're nearing retirement and kind of putting that plan together, let's talk then about kind of how you should be changing your asset allocation as you're approaching your retirement date.
Yeah, so CJ mentioned earlier some rules of thumb. So a common rule of thumb for the asset allocation states that you should hold a percentage of stock in your portfolio that is equal to 100 minus your age. So in other words, if you're 60, then 100 minus your age of 60 would give a 40% portfolio of equities or stock. Problem with that is that's a very old rule of thumb, and people are living longer or enjoying longer retirements now. So there's a lot of financial advisors that are actually pushing a little towards taking that number to be 110 or 120 minus your age, because we need to have a little extra growth for longevity at this point. But again, as CJ mentioned, with the typical, no one is really typical. It's hard to find a typical investor. So there's a lot of different things you have to think about in your allocation based on your specific situation. There is no one-size-fits-all for everybody, which is another reason why having a financial advisor is really valuable, because they can look at your individual situation to help you make those decisions. One of those situations is as you're getting closer to retirement, like we've said, it's a good idea to back off your risk. So the point is you don't want to have a big dive in the market just before you might actually need to use those funds. Another big factor is really about what else is involved in your portfolio. So you may have a retirement account out there, but what else are you drawing income from? Do you have Social Security or pensions? Is your spouse still working? Maybe you've got some type of fixed annuity. Knowing that there's other possibly more stable incomes out there, that might allow you to be a little heavier on the risk allocation because you've got other secure funds coming out, where someone that is just solely relying on their 401k or retirement may need to be a little bit more conservative because that's all they have to live on. The last big part of this is really your own personal risk for tolerance. We would love to say that there's a specific percentage for everybody out there, but if you can't sleep at night, that's not going to do you any good. So you have to have the risk for tolerance as far as can you handle a little heavier ups and downs than someone else can.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Melissa Wenger and CJ Kloss. Don't forget, if you have questions for Melissa and CJ, they are here to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you right on the air. As a matter of fact, Bob joins us. Bob, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Melissa Wenger from Kloss Financial.
Good. I'd like to know what percentage of a do municipal bonds belong in a retirement portfolio, and if yes, what percentage?
Yeah, so I'll repeat your question, Bob, because it was a little gargled. I want to make sure everybody could hear it. Bob's question was, how much as a percentage of your portfolio should be in muni bonds, also known as municipal bonds? And Bob, the answer to that question is, of course, as always, it depends upon you as an individual. But let's talk about what municipal bonds are. Muni bonds are federally income tax-free bonds. Okay, so obviously, if I can get a municipal bond paying me federally income tax-free income, that's awesome. And by the way, if you buy them in the state of Wisconsin, then it's called double tax exempt. You would get both federal and state income tax exempt interest. But here's the issue. They usually yield a lower rate of return than corporates. And so, you know, what's right for you? Well, really, that depends upon your tax bracket. We call it the taxable equivalent yield. So you're trying to neutralize a return down to what would it be after we net out all tax. And if you're in a really high tax bracket, the taxable equivalent yield of a muni bond can be really high. But if you're in a low tax bracket, the taxable equivalent yield may not be that much different, and you may not benefit from a municipal bond. And finally, what I find really fascinating is when some people put muni bonds inside of a retirement account. That to me makes no sense or very little sense because you've already got tax deferral or tax-free growth in a Roth. So muni bonds really only belong for the most part inside of taxable accounts and for people with higher tax brackets. I hope that's helpful, Bob. Thanks for the question.
Great question, Bob. And Tom joins us now. Tom, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Melissa Wenger from Kloss Financial.
Hey, I was just wondering what you recommend in addition to a 401k. I'm only 32, started the 401k at 21, but I was wondering what I should add to that.
Add to it? Yeah, good question, Tom. Well, first off, good job. You're saving at a young age. Unfortunately, many people come in at about 35 or 40 and go, I haven't done anything. So good job, Tom. The primary place, and Melissa would echo this, the primary place that we suggest people save is through their workplace retirement plan, in this case, your 401k. So by the way, just so everybody knows out there, there are workplace retirement plans like 401ks, 403ps, simple IRAs, and then there are individual retirement plans like IRAs. Okay. So the long and the short of it is your workplace retirement plan is usually the best place for you to be saving for retirement. However, this gets into personal financial planning, Tom, because here would be an example. Somebody says, I want to retire early. And I go, okay, well, you can't touch your retirement account until 59 and a half. So what other sources of money are you going to have available? So, Tom, that's where a personal advisor would come in and go, if your goal is to be able to retire before 59 and a half and have money to live off of, we better start saving in other places besides a retirement account. That could be things like an after-tax investment account or something like that. So it just depends upon what you're trying to accomplish, but your core future savings should probably be through that workplace retirement plan.
Okay, and would that be something I would have to pay into monthly, or could I just pay a lump sum now and have access to it before I retire?
Yeah, that's it. So if you did an after-tax account, Tom, you can put as much into it as you want. You can contribute monthly, quarterly, once at a time. And by the way, there's no like tax restrictions tied to it like there would be in a retirement account. So you can also pull the money back out of that account whenever you want to. So yeah, that's kind of the beauty of these after-tax accounts I'm talking about, is they're completely flexible, but they're also not as tax advantaged. Right. If you stacked up a 401k to a taxable account and let them run for the next 30 years, the 401k is going to do better because of deferral. But there's flexibility in the other. So a lot of things to consider.
Tom, fantastic question this morning. Bob, great question as well. We've had some great questions this morning. Don't forget, as always, we do this each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. You can call and get on the air. We'll put you on hold and be the first caller each week if you have questions that come up. Also, don't forget, you can always email Kloss. Just get to klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Speaking of email, speaking of messages, we'll do the Money and Motion Listener Question Corner. We'll also do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Melissa Wenger from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Also, of course, mention the website. Not only can you learn more about Kloss, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. You can also submit a question, a new feature to the program, the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. As a matter of fact, we're going to go to that right now. Our question this week is from Carrie, and she asks, how do I know what amount I will receive from Social Security when I retire in a few years?
Yeah, thanks, Carrie, for sending in that question for us. This is actually a pretty simple answer. There's a website now, ssa.gov. We used to get those statements at home. They don't usually do that anymore. So you just go onto the website, you go into My Retirement, and you can set up an online account. They're going to ask you a bunch of questions, name, birthday, social, all that. You're going to go through a series of questions to make sure that it is you actually doing it. So they do ask you a number of things. And once you've set that up, then you can log in and see all of your earnings that have been recorded throughout time and then what they're estimating your Social Security to be at retirement. Of course, you can always make an appointment with your Social Security office, and then you can always call the 800 number, which is 1-800-772-1213, and they can help you through the process that way as well.
Really good stuff, and I know one of the first shows we ever did together, Kloss Financial, you guys mentioned, of course, ssa.gov. I signed up at that time, and I've been a big fan ever since. It's a great resource. That is for sure. Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, as always, you got questions, you can give us a call right at 8 o'clock on Thursdays or anytime during the program. We'll get you on the air. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Home Goods. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to Morningstar, what amount of retirement assets in the United States are currently held in target date funds? Is it A, more than $1 billion, or B, more than $1 trillion. Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Home Goods. Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's office telephone number right here in Madison. Again, their number 442-5637. CJ, Melissa, great talking with both of you. You guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, Melissa. This is Money in Motion, and Dr. Hemkes comes your way next.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp, Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.